Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dalvin Cook has a hell of a night, and we were talking yesterday, Mike, about whether, you know, they can't believe he's already in line to play. Not only did he play, he had his best game of the season.
Yeah, best game of any running back this season.
Any running back, right? Bad,
but, you know, when he got hurt a couple weeks ago, this is one of those, you better remember, you know, reporters decided he'd be out 2 weeks. Mike Zimmer said, yep. I don't think he's going to be out 2 weeks. He says, I'm not going to tell you what, but it's day to day. We'll keep looking at it. And reporters had decided that he was going to miss two games. And Mike Zimmer said all along, we're not saying he's missing two games. We don't know. We're going to try to get him back as soon as we can. And we think we might, you know, it's day to day. And he was right. And they just kept working on him. Then he practiced this week and he played very well last night. And, you know, it's such a conflicted game for Viking fans, and I get that, because you kind of feel like it was a loss, but you got to remember it was a win. But, you know, part of it was they only scored one touchdown in the second half, the Vikings did, and they put up 36 for the game, which is plenty, obviously. It's ample. But Watt was out in the second half, too, the guy that destroys offenses.
Yeah. Right.
Was sitting on the sidelines. It almost, I mean, when they came out the second half, Adam, did you not feel the same way? Like they had almost conceded it? Like they'd gone, okay, this isn't our night. You know, you go to street clothes and we'll just live to see another day. That's what I felt like when they came out the second half, Pittsburgh, I mean.
Well, yeah, and a lot of people wondering why they kept Ben Roethlisberger in there. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger.
I thought that too. I thought, huh? I wonder how long they're going to play him.
Beat up in the. I mean, he was, boy, that Viking defensive line was just crushing him yesterday in the first half. And a lot of people saying, boy, get him out of there, take their wounds, get out of Minnesota, yep. And next thing you know, it's old Big Ben marching up and down the field.
God, that was, I mean, everything that had to go either way went either way, you know, against the Vikings, obviously. But, I mean, some of the catches that they made, you know, one-on-one coverage, and you go, well, they're not going to catch that. And you go, well, that had to be, and you go, no, he caught it in bounds, you know. And it just went on and on. And, of course, the Vikings really didn't, you know, they just needed a field goal, really, in the fourth quarter to salt it away. And they found a way not to get it. Three and out, an interception, you know, just missed on this pass, whatever it was. And, of course, they committed to – you knew they were going to run the football the first two times because they were going to try to run the clock. And so pretty soon Pittsburgh goes, okay, we can take that away. And then it comes down to can you win on third down, and they didn't win on third down in the second half. But that being said, it was all about their defense's lapse. It wasn't the offense. You know, 36 is plenty, and the defense was just atrocious.
Let me ask you this. You've been around long enough to know this. The Vikings, let's say the Steelers complete the comeback and win last night. Does Mike Zimmer get fired today?
Logic would tell you that there would be a very good chance for two reasons. One, obviously, would be, you know, the collapse would be so monumental you couldn't overcome the fans on it. But the other part would be you've got 10 days before your next game.
Yep.
So you have plenty of time. For the same reasons you wouldn't make a move when a guy's playing a Sunday and then plays on Thursday night because it's too short a turnaround, you would have to, I would think that would have been a logical conclusion. And as I watched it as a media member, you're going, oh boy, don't tell me tomorrow's going to be spent in a snowstorm. Mm-hmm. Trying to figure out who's going to be the next coach of the Vikings. You know, that's selfishly what you're thinking, but
right.
I do think that it would have been difficult to over if they lost that game last night, it would have been difficult to not do something drastic today.
Before we move on to preview other sports, just sad news this morning, and again a reminder of how precious life is. Demaryius Thomas, who was a great wide receiver for the Broncos.
33
years old, found dead, his apparent medical condition. Just awful news.
Yeah, and a part of those great Bronco teams, and of course he and Eric Decker were at the same time, and you know, Peyton Manning came in there, etc. And that was that, you know, receiving core that it was like, hey, we got a bunch of guys here that can get open, and we'll kill you with all three of them. They can run routes, and he was right in the middle of that. And Denver and Minnesota are similar in terms of football markets. It is incredibly intense and incredibly popular, and the Broncos are the king by far. And so it's just, you see that and you go, am I reading this right?
Yeah.
And then it says medical condition. I have no idea what that means.
I don't either. Hopefully we find out. But, yeah, definitely sad news. Timberwolves struggling. They get the Cleveland Cavaliers. That should be a recipe for a victory tonight.
Yeah, interesting because not so many years ago, it was going to be the Kevin Love and Ricky Rubio 10-year run for the Timberwolves, right? They'd finally got Rubio here, and those two would be together, and it would be like Karl Malone and John Stockton.
Yep, they had commercials together.
And I mean, they were filling up the arena there for a couple of nights, you know, for half a season. And then Rubio hurt his knee, and they never got really back on the court, hardly, it seemed like. But now the two are together in Cleveland. You
know? Yes.
Love makes $31 million a year. Rubio makes $17 million a year. And who, you know, sports is strange, but if somebody just said 10 years ago, whenever it was, I can't remember when Rubio came in, that, yeah, and one day you'll see them both playing on this court for the Cleveland Cavaliers, and it'll be a meaningless game, you know?
Yeah.
And J.B. Bickerstaff, of course, coaches that team as well, the former Gopher and Timberwolves assistant, so there's another piece of Minnesota there. But, yeah, it's Cleveland's been a little bit more competitive than people maybe thought they would be, but if you're the Timberwolves, if you can't win some of these games, you're in trouble.
Thank you, Maxie. Appreciate it. Good to talk to you all week, my friend.
Oh, hey, great week with you, buddy. Always enjoy it. A lot of fun. Yeah.
Thanks, Maxie. You got your partner Pete coming up next year. So 8:47, News Talk 830 WCCO. Pete is Pete Najarian. He's the other half of the Sunday Huddle with Maxie. It's football and finance. Lots to talk about in both. And Pete will join me to end the show next on News Talk 830 WCCO.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.